Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Dan Sisson's The American Revolution of 1800, How Jefferson Rescued Democracy from Tyranny and Faction, with Tom Hartman's introduction and afterword, is a historical and political analysis of the election of 1800 and its place in early American constitutional development, rather than treating the election simply as a routine transfer of power. The book argues that it represented a decisive democratic turning point in which Jefferson and the Republican opposition checked federalist consolidation, centralized authority, and threats to civil liberties. Sisson frames the conflict in terms of faction, liberty, revolution, and the unfinished meaning of the American Revolution itself. The book is written for readers of American history, political theory, and civic commentary, and it connects the early republic to modern concerns about polarization, party power, and government overreach. Its purpose is both interpretive and political, to re-examine the founding era through Jeffersonian ideas and to draw lessons about democratic renewal from the events surrounding 1800. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Jefferson's theory of periodic democratic revolution against concentrated power. A central argument of the book is that Jefferson believed republics required recurring political upheavals to prevent power from hardening into tyranny. Sisson presents the election of 1800 as the practical expression of that theory, not revolution in the sense of violence, but revolution as a peaceful correction of entrenched authority. This matters because it shifts the meaning of democratic change away from mere electoral turnover and toward a deeper reset in political legitimacy. In Sisson's reading, Jefferson did not see opposition factions as normal features of healthy government. He saw them as warning signs that a governing elite could detach itself from the people. The book, therefore, uses 1800 to argue that democratic systems need mechanisms to break concentrations of influence before they become self-protecting. That interpretation gives the election a symbolic weight far beyond a partisan victory. Secondly, the non-party ideal and Jefferson's suspicion of factional politics. Sisson devotes significant attention to Jefferson's preference for a non-party state, or at least a politics that would not allow organized factions to dominate public life. The book argues that Jefferson valued the people as a whole and disliked the idea that durable parties would become permanent vehicles for elite interests. This theme gives the book much of its contemporary relevance, because it reads early American political conflict as an argument over whether democracy should be mediated by parties or by broad civic participation. Sisson's analysis suggests that party organization can be a useful tool, but also a danger when it becomes detached from public accountability. By placing Jefferson's rhetoric and political instincts against the rise of Federalist organization, the book portrays the 1800 election as a contest over the very structure of democratic representation. Readers are invited to think about whether modern polarization reflects healthy disagreement or the entrenchment of faction as a governing principle. Thirdly, Federalist consolidation, constitutional conflict, and the defense of civil liberties. Another major thread is the claim that the late Federalist period moved toward centralized authority in ways Jeffersonians viewed as threatening to constitutional rights. Sisson highlights disputes over the Alien and Sedition Acts, the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, and the broader concern that the First Amendment and other protections were under pressure. This section of the book is important because it grounds the Revolution of 1800 in specific constitutional conflicts rather than abstract ideology. The election becomes the culmination of a larger struggle over the limits of federal power, the legitimacy of dissent, and the balance between order and liberty. Sisson uses these issues to argue that political elites can justify repression in the name of stability, and that republican institutions are vulnerable when fear of disorder overrides rights. The book therefore treats civil liberties not as secondary issues, but as the standard by which the success of the republic should be judged. Fourthly, the unfinished legacy of the American and French revolutions. Sisson places the election of 1800 within a wider revolutionary tradition by comparing the principles of the American and French revolutions, and by asking what the original American Revolution had truly accomplished. His argument is that the ideals of 1776 were incomplete until the political realignment of 1800 gave them fuller institutional expression. This is one of the book's defining interpretive moves because it reframes the founding era as a process rather than a completed event. Rather than assuming the Constitution settled the question of democracy, Sisson suggests that early governance still needed to prove whether liberty, popular sovereignty, and resistance to corruption could survive actual political stress. The revolutionary comparison also sharpens the distinction between democratic renewal and destructive upheaval. Sisson uses Jeffersonian revolution to mean a disciplined, constitutional correction, not chaos. That makes the book a meditation on how republics preserve revolutionary principles without abandoning political order. Lastly, A Modern Warning About Polarization, Authoritarianism, and Democratic Renewal. Although centered on 1800, the book is written to speak to present-day political anxieties. Sisson and Hartman connect Jefferson's struggles with contemporary concerns about two-party polarization, institutional gridlock, elite capture, and the erosion of democratic trust. The practical implication is that historical argument should not remain trapped in the past. It should help readers recognize recurring patterns in political life by reading the election of 1800 as a democratic rescue from tyranny and faction. The book offers a framework for thinking about how systems can recover legitimacy after periods of concentration and division. This makes the book more than a narrative of early republic politics. It becomes a critique of modern political habits that treat faction as normal while ignoring the civic cost of permanent division. Readers interested in current governance debates will find that the book uses history to question whether existing institutions still serve the public or merely preserve entrenched power. In conclusion, The American Revolution of 1800 will be most valuable to readers interested in the early republic, Jeffersonian political thought, constitutional conflict, and the long history of American party politics. It is especially useful for those who want a book that links historical interpretation to present-day democratic concerns rather than treating the founding era as sealed off. Antiquity. Its main strength is its argument that the election of 1800 was not just an ordinary transfer of office, but a meaningful political correction against centralized power and factional domination. That makes it stand out from more conventional histories of the period, which often focus on elections, institutions, or biographies without assigning the same revolutionary significance to the event. Readers will gain a sharper sense of how ideas about liberty, civil rights, and political legitimacy were contested in the early republic. They will also see how Jefferson's distrust of parties and concentrated authority can be read as a warning about modern polarization. Even readers who disagree with Sisson's interpretation are likely to find the book intellectually provocative because it offers a coherent and strongly argued thesis about democracy's unfinished work. If you would like to support Dan Sisson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.